The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Monday over whether states can count mail-in ballots received after Election Day. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky reports on whether that can impact elections in Pennsylvania.
A Mississippi law allows mail-in ballots to be counted in the state as long as they are postmarked by Election Day and received within 5 business days. However, the conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared skeptical whether that should be permitted. During oral arguments, Justice Samuel Alito used hypotheticals to try to show why such rules shouldn't be left to the states.
You've got ballots that are delivered by somebody, by a neighbor, and they're received a month after the election, and they don't have postmarks.
While an exception was made during the pandemic, mail-in ballots must be received by Election Day in Pennsylvania. But Andrew McGinley, VP of Policy at the Committee of 70, said a ruling could affect absentee ballots, those submitted by active military members and Pennsylvanians living abroad.
I don't want to predict how the court's going to handle that question, but it definitely could impact how those ballots are handled in the future, for sure.
McGinley said that anyone voting during the midterm elections this year can use the Department of State's ballot tracking system to make sure their votes were counted. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC confirms Philadelphia International Airport is one of 13 airports across the country where ICE agents have been sent to help ease long lines caused by the shortage of TSA employees. A pause in pay for TSA workers during the partial government shutdown has caused staffing shortages and hours-long lines for passengers across the country, including at PHL. New Jersey's General Assembly passed a bill Monday that would require scrap metal recyclers to improve fire safety. The bill calls for heat-detecting technology, safety plans, and fire suppression systems that could be operated remotely. Assemblyman Bill Moen sponsored the bill.
Essentially, if this were to become law, we would be requiring that scrap facilities are providing or building into their own facilities a level of fire suppression so that if there is a fire that were to occur, it would be detected and in an easier fashion, able to be addressed with on-site suppression systems.
The Recycled Materials Association is a trade group representing facilities including scrapyards. It says the bill would burden small businesses. The measure still needs state Senate consideration and would need to be signed by the governor before becoming law. In sports, the Rays shut down the Phillies yesterday 7-0. The Phils start their regular season when they host the Rangers on Thursday at Citizens Bank Park, and the Thunder beat the 76ers last night 123-103. The Flyers host the Blue Jackets tonight. We'll have a lot of sunshine today on our Tuesday the 24th with a high of 50 degrees. It is bright and sunny and 38 degrees.